Everybody good? Hallelujah. She's back behind you to keep you straight.
Yeah, well, see, earlier I asked her how she doing. She said, "Awful." I said, "Wow, that's the most positive response I've ever heard of." And then she says, "Good."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I brought that in case that was going to be in the worship. Hallelujah. All right, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So is everybody there? If you're there, say, aha. Praise God. You know, last week we talked about the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. And the gifts in the body of God in the body of the body are for the benefit of others. Amen. And so tonight we're going to look at the two gifts. We're going to look at the gift of faith. And this is a supernatural gift for circumstances and situations. In other words, it's kind of hard to operate in the gift of miracles without the gift of faith. Right? It's hard to operate in the gift of healing without the gift of faith. And the gift of faith, if rather you're prophesying, you have to have faith. Faith is an action word. And what the apostle is saying here is unless we put faith to practice, we'll never operate with healing, miracles, tongues, interpretation of tongues, discernment, prophecy. These things won't happen unless our faith is put to action. Amen? If the Lord places something in your heart, and for each and every one, it takes faith to manifest. So as we look at that this tonight, to begin with, that faith is an action word. So we're going to look at action, you know. In other words, putting their faith to practice. But most of these gifts that the Apostle Paul was speaking about here are speaking gifts. You say, well, it's healing. What's that have to do with speaking? Well, you got to speak to the mountain. He says, and so it's not necessarily just laying your hands on the sick and they recover. Sometimes it's about speaking and prophesying and speaking what the Lord says to speak and what the Lord says to speak to. So we're going to put our faith to action. And I was looking at this. So to begin with, look with me and 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 13, action. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Amen. In other words, without faith, we can't put to work the gifts of the Spirit that God wants to manifest in our present, in our presence. In other words, we've got to step out and believe God and trust Him. We look at faith as the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. But when we step out in faith, all of a sudden, the gifts of the Spirit are manifested. Amen? And so many times, there are individuals in the midst of worship or in praise or in service when we're gathered together, and there's a word that's stirring in them, that's a word for the body, but they don't step in faith to bring it forth. And the thing about it is, someone in the body needed what the Lord placed in your heart to speak. Amen? So if you have a word of prophecy, anybody look at me, everybody. If you have a word of prophecy, make sure you speak it forth. Amen? Amen? Because we need it. Amen? So today, faith to overcome whatever the adversary throws our way. And one of the things that I was looking at is in this action, faith to overcome fear. Amen. Because fear have torment, and those that fear aren't made perfect in love, and perfect love casts out all fear. And so what we're saying is we have no reason in this body, when we're brothers and sisters of like faith, to be afraid to speak to one another, to share with one another, to share in love. Recognize the last week we talked about God's a spirit, that he's the spirit of love. So all of these gifts have to operate in love. So the apostle John the Beloved says in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4, he says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, I know that the adversary throws all kinds of weapons against us. And he tries to deter us. And God wants us to understand that your faith, that God gives you a measure of faith to help someone else overcome. Because they're not strong enough to overcome themselves. Hello? And so if you recognize this, you say, well, they wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for their faith. No, it's not just about them. God's called them to a body, so sometimes our faith has to stand in the gap for them to help them overcome. Amen? Are you listening?
Yes, amen.
At this action word is faith to keep. And I have in there 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12. The Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. He says, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded, that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. And in other words, this gift that he gives severally as he wills. And according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 9. And so what he is saying to us is we have to have faith to keep. In other words, when the word is spoken and the prophecy, if it's for you, you got to take it, you got to grab a hold of it and run with it. The Lord showed me one time. He said to me, he said, we meet every day. First thing in the morning, I don't do anything else before I get before the Lord. I meet with him to walk with him. And he says he'll speak to me and he'll tell me things that I didn't know. But he says I send prophets along and words of prophecy to affirm through others what I've already spoken to you. In other words, as two agree as touching anything, in other words, we get a word of affirmation. Amen. So as this is moving and operating, understand that the gift of prophecy, for example, in the body of Christ, isn't a prophet speaking. All right? It's not part of the fivefold ministry. It's someone that God's speaking in their heart to bring forth a word that you may not operate as a gift of a prophet. Or, you know, there's fivefold ministry, apostles, pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and what therefore is for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. But at the same time, the gifts of the Spirit, not that God can't use a prophet to bring a prophetic word in the congregation, but if you're not a prophet, that doesn't mean that God will not use you for a word of prophecy. Amen. It's kind of interesting. I had a meeting with a young lady that this afternoon that started a church of ministry, and she's one of my spiritual daughters, and God's really using her tremendously. And And the word of prophecy kept on coming to affirm, and it was what she had already heard. It wasn't something new, but it was affirming what God had already spoke to her. Amen? Amen. And when she heard those words, faith was arising, and there's excitement that took place. You know, have you ever heard something from the God, from the Lord, and you kind of scratch your head and say, man, I don't know about that. What, did I hear you clearly? You're saying, do that. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, someone comes up to you and says, I heard a word from the Lord, and he said this. And it lines with exactly what God had said to you. And all of a sudden, what does that do? All of a sudden, it stirs up the gift of faith that's in us, and all of a sudden, we can start moving and grooving to what God called us to do. Amen? You got a thought, anybody? Yes. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. He's using a four-year-old to speak to you tonight, except I have 60 years before it. Just kidding. Amen. Amen. God speaks in mysterious ways. Amen. Any other thoughts? Praise God. If you have something in your heart, just let it come. Secondly, it's an action word. It's shields. And when I was looking at the shield of faith, and so many times when we're talking about putting on our armor, that we put on our armor in Ephesians 6, but the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about the shield of faith, the umbrella that covers others. The shield, in other words, sometimes people aren't strong enough to overcome the adversary, and the adversary has his heyday, and that's where our faith comes as a shield for them.
Yes.
Amen, amen. We are our brother's keepers, right?
Yes.
Amen. So look with me in Ephesians chapter 6. This probably isn't normal teaching for the gifts of the Spirit, the body of Christ, but this is where the Lord led, and I'm just following his steps. Amen? He says in verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And what he was speaking to me about is in the gifts of the faith in the body of Christ, our shield of faith is just not for myself, but it's for others. And I was looking at that, and I would see this. Now, see, if I'm taking my shield of faith, and I'm holding it, and I'm catching all the fiery darts of the wicked, it's soaked with the water of the Holy Spirit, it's dousing out the fiery darts that are flying at me, and my brother is sitting right beside me, okay, on either side, and he's catching all those fiery darts, and the darts are tearing him to pieces, and I never moved my shield to help him. My gift of faith never was put to work. And remember when he says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, the prophet with all. It's for the benefit of others. But sometimes our faith benefits us, but our faith is also to be the benefit of others that aren't as strong as we are. Hello? You know, when you have someone that's going through something, sometimes our faith, not that they don't have faith, but there's one thing to be going through something, to be battling something, and having faith for the situation than it is for someone that isn't battling that can stand in the gap for you and stand up with faith. Just like the darts are hitting, we have to put up that shield of faith. We have to stand in agreement. We have to take authority. Not that the one isn't strong in itself, but when that one's being attacked, they get weakened by the attack, and others have to stand in the gap for them, and that's what we're called to do. Amen? Are you with me? Amen. That's why when we look at this and we see this, if we have revelation and understanding, we see that we're really a family and everyone matters. Everyone matters. That this is a fight. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse number 12. The Apostle Paul says to his student Timothy, he said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and profess a good profession before many witnesses. In other words, we have fight the fight. And what I'm speaking here about tonight is faith in the body of Christ to help others fight. So as we're fighting the good fight of faith for one another. Amen? He gives us that supernatural faith. You know, I look at things, yeah, faith comes in measures. And I know that we have faith to believe and faith to receive, and we become children of God. But sometimes when we're faced with the powers of darkness, we don't have faith to stand. Our faith gets weakened. And so that's why it's important to recognize that if you're going through something in the body of Christ, you're never to go through it alone. If you're being tried in an area, you have brothers and sisters of faith that should be able to stand, not to judge you or to condemn you, but to love you and encourage you and let their faith arise and help you fight the battle.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That speaks to me about communication, about communicating. And I have on this in Philemon verse number 6. In other words, because it's God's gift in us. Now, I've taken this to another place because of the direction that the Lord led about standing, the faith that we have is for the benefit of others. This faith that we're talking about isn't for the benefit of ourselves. We've all been given a measure of faith. There's a supernatural measure of faith that's given for us to stand in the gap for the body of Christ, to allow the gifts of the Spirit to be manifested in our presence. And Philemon verse number 6, it says, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. In other words, it's the gift of Christ in us. It's the gift of the Spirit of God in us that we communicate our faith. And we're talking about communicating our faith for the benefit of others. And it has an effect. It affects the circumstance and it affects the situation. Amen. Then he says, he gives us in verse number 8, he gives us the gift of faith. But then he says, and the gifts, plural, of healing. It wasn't in the singular, it was in the plural. So it's just not for one time. It's not a one-time event. Amen? With that in mind, look with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Apostle Paul said this in verse number 4. He said, "In my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit and a power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." In other words, when God manifests himself with the spiritual gifts in the body of Christ, it's God being manifested in our presence. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
And it's for the benefit of all of us. So when I look at this, we look at this power, it's action, faith, action. There's a one... his power, with his power. And Matthew 10, if you with this room, this is a word of God study. Amen. So I don't know. I'm a word man. Amen. How many disciples did we have in the room? All right. So he says, and there's the mission of the 12 in verse 1. He says, when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, what happened? He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So as our faith is an action and God imparts in the body of Christ the gift of healing, it's the same thing he gave his disciples when Jesus walked with them. Amen? The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. Amen? So this is an anointing. This is an impartation of an anointing to accomplish something that God's called us to accomplish. Amen. He is still in the healing business. Amen. With that in mind, look with me in Acts chapter 10. And I'm a follower of Jesus. Amen. Jesus gives me the example to follow. Amen. Amen. So in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen? Amen. And I believe this gift is going to be manifested more and more as we get closer to the last days. Amen. I believe that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Every disease that is named has to bow. Amen. With this thing, I was thinking about it's with his salvation. And when I was thinking about salvation, sometimes we just think about, oh, my name is written in heaven, hallelujah. But salvation means healed body, mind, soul, in spirit. It's complete healing. It is impartial. Amen. It's complete healing. And so as the gifts of the Spirit are operating in the body of Christ, in James chapter 5, the James speaks about the prayer of faith shall save the sick in verse 15, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen? So, in other words, we're allowed this gift to move in the body of Christ. Amen? I operate, and God's used me and gives me the gift of healing. But often, I don't operate in this gift all the time. So often, he lets me operate in the gift of miracles. It's not me. It's him. Amen? And he is no respecter of persons. He can use any of us. And some might be sitting with this gift of healing, and the gift is dormant because we don't have faith to put it to practice. In other words, the obstacle can't look or be larger than the God we serve. You've got to see it through the eyes of God. Amen. And if you look into the eyes of the Lord, most sicknesses are just little tiny things. Amen? So he's ordained us in Mark chapter 3. I don't know about you guys, but I know one thing. As I was reading and as I was studying this, my faith was increased. Because my word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So he says in verse 14, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. Amen? Well, Pastor, that was just in the day of Jesus. Well, if it was just in the day of Jesus, then God is a liar. Hello? Because my Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nowhere in the Bible does he speak about a different Holy Spirit that he's just going to give to the Gentiles until he returns. It's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
Yes, sir.
And that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you and I.
Yes, it does.
And God at times is going to stir and move upon that Spirit to do certain things.
Yes.
And all God's asking you and I to do is be submissive to Him and follow Him and do what He asks us to do.
Yes.
And in other words, don't put it on yourself. It's not about you. It's about him. If the Lord says for me to go and lay hands on Jackie and pray for Jackie for something, it isn't my responsibility for her to be healed. I'm just acting out of obedience to the Lord, and what happens to her is between her and the Lord. All we're to be is be vessels for his use and for his glory. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, we got to make ourselves open to him so they can pour through and use us. See, he's given us authority. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. His authority. His authority, yes. Authority, it's a transfer of authority. Luke 9, 1, then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all. Wait a minute. Not over some. Over all devils, underline all in your Bible, and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. In other words, by the power of God, when God gives you faith to heal and operate in the gift of healing, you've got the power and authority over all devils. Amen? And when you recognize who you are in Christ and you know the gift that's in you, the devil's afraid of you. The demons don't like you. Amen? Are you with me? He says that sometimes, sometimes God uses our hands, just like he uses the mouth. He says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover in Mark 16. But in Acts chapter 28, verse number 8. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of the fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Now, I don't know if you recognize it or you understand it or not, but when we started a Miracle Healing Sundays, there's going to come a time really soon when this place is going to be filled with sick people. Because there's not going to be any other option for them. They will not be able to afford doctors. They will not be able to afford the medicine. They will not be able to afford all these things. There's going to be a total dependence on God. Amen. And I believe that God's going to show himself like never before because, you know, I think the doctors are to affirm what God has already done. Doctors, I'll say this again, I'm not telling anybody not to go to a doctor, but doctors practice medicine. They're practicing on you. The medication, they're practicing on you. They don't know all the effects yet. They watch you like a guinea pig to see how you react. Hello? But Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. And he wants us to know that he'll give us the gift of faith and the gift of healing to reach a lost and dying world. Amen? In other words, it's just not words. This faith is faith with action. Amen? It's an active faith, active faith, active faith. And you keep on moving and you keep on operating and look and see what's going to happen. You know, there are some things that are supposed to be happening here and some gifts that are in people. And I'm telling you, they're already there. The Lord said they're already there. Hey, amen. And all he's saying is, hey, he wants to blow on those gifts and that and act of faith to move those gifts and keep them in operation. Because the adversary wants to come to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give us life in the abundance thereof. And I don't know about you, I love feeling good. Anybody like feeling good in the room? Amen. Amen. You know, in feeling good, the Holy Spirit said I had to do some things. Hello? They weren't comfortable. Hello? I don't get up in the morning and say, oh, man, I can't wait to go out to the park to run. I tried to talk myself out of it for the first 30 minutes. I do. But after I get going, right? Yeah, you know, huh?
Yeah, pretty good at the talking out part.
You're pretty good at the talking out part? Amen. You know, hey, and we're all in this together. Look what God has done. Look what God has already done. God has done so much, and he's just begun. Amen. I don't know about you, but that gets me a little bit excited. Amen. Can we all just stand and thank God for the gifts that he's given us? Hallelujah. Wait, I said his hands. In Publius, Paul laid the hands of Publius and he was healed and the whole island came. Are you up there? There it is. Hey, Reuben, we got to make sure to get up there because we don't know who can spell and who can't, okay? Just kidding. Hallelujah! So just lift your hands to heaven and just thank God for the gifts that are in you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the gifts of God that are irrevocable, Father God. That you've given every one of us gifts, Father God. And Father God, I pray for supernatural faith to activate the gifts in Jesus' name, Father God. Stir us up, Father God. We realize and recognize that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And it isn't about us. What you've imparted in us is for someone else, and they need what we have. So Father, I pray, Father God, that the gift of faith stirs in this place like never before. May God arise and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against your children. I bind that devil. I curse him and I command him to take his hands off of your children. They've been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. And we declare and we decree they're more than conquerors through you. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all you've done. And we're excited about what you're going to do.